Thank you. Yeah. why is it that some poop makes your butt real dirty? Why is it that some, and it takes many, many, many squares of toilet paper to get it all clean, and you keep going back and there's more? Why is it that way? But then some ways you got poop that's comes clean right out the poop chute like it was nothing, like it was a breath of fresh air. And you got some poop that's stinky. You got some poop that's stinky. They make a big old stink, and when you open the door, people say, "Oh, I'm sorry." You gotta turn on the fan. You gotta open the window. You gotta spray a little something. But there's not much variation in the diet, but there's a lot of variation in the poop. Why is that? Why is that? This is Life's Mysteries with me, Barney Davidson, but you can call me Bebop Dingo. Bebop Dingo. In this little section of the show I like to call Bebop Dingo Say What? It scares me when the poop screams. When the poop is, scares me. It scares me when the poop is green, because I didn't, it looks radioactive. It looks like I've been eating raw uranium ore. Raw uranium ore. If I had been eating raw uranium ore, I think I'd be a superhero before I got green poop, but here we are. And what would my powers be if I was a superhero? Well, something really real, something really that you wouldn't expect. I'd be able to change the color of the sky. Make it purple or green. I'd be able to change the consistency of food. You might be eating a burger, but I'll make it the consistency of bubble gum. You wouldn't like that. That would be using my power for evil, but I could use my power for good as well. I could make the consistency of rubber like chicken. Then you can eat rubber. Because I could also change the flavor of things. I think that would be my superpowers. I could change the flavor and consistency of any food. And also I could change the smell and consistency of any poop. Before or after the fact, I could change it in people's bellies. I could make the poop better. I could, well, maybe I could start a little business. I was in it called Regular Poops from now on. And I just, you come in and I put my hand on your belly, say a little prayer. You could be pooping little purple orbs that smell like lavender. You could start a business. You could start a business with that. That one's for free. So come on down. Come on down to the studio. I'll touch your bellies. I'll say a prayer. I'll try my best. I'll say a prayer. I'll try my best. I don't have any reason to believe that the power of God couldn't change the type of poops that you got coming out. I'm not a religious scholar. I don't know if there's somewhere in the Bible that says maybe that's against the rules. Maybe that's the work of Satan. Maybe that's something that Satan might promise is that he could change your poops, because maybe poops are supposed to be smelly. Maybe poops are supposed to be uncontrollable. But it's hard to say, because you could eat a lot of fiber.
having such a fucking good time. Okay, everybody, shut up!
Go!
Hands on the dash!
Do it!
Hands on the dash!
Do it!
Now!
Do it!
All right. Oh, it's not so fun now. What happened? What happened? Our little mobile car party. Oh. We can't have our fun anymore. Yeah, the fun's over.
Don't look at him.
Who's the oldest one here?
Come on.
Say it now. Who's the elder?
Give it
Who's
up.
Who's the eldest?
This guy?
You? Okay, Terry. Got it. That's right. There are consequences for our actions. There are consequences. What an interesting lesson you've just learned. Okay? That's because he's the oldest. He should know better.
I agree with that.
Now that he's gone, you have to know better. You got to start taking responsibility for your actions. What was going on back there, guys? Let's talk now.
Come on.
Let's talk. What happened back there?
Just talk to us.
Because me and my partner, we saw it. We saw it.
Yeah, we did.
With our eyes, we saw what happened. And we're very disappointed.
Bad.
We're very disappointed in all of you.
Bad.
But I want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from those pretty little lips right there. I want you to start singing, buddy. Tell me what happened. Tell me where it happened.
I want to help you.
Because I got to understand. You see? I got to know what you think happened. All right? I want to get your side of it now. You're going to tell me, right?
Come on.
Do I have to come in there? What do you want? You want me to, okay. All right.
All right.
Now I'm in here. Now I'm right up in here. Okay, just tell me.
Be cool.
What's the matter? Why are you freaking out? You're so fucking skittish. It's making me uncomfortable. All right, just relax. Just relax. You're acting scared now because I'm making a lot of sense.
Don't be scared.
All right. So I need you to think clearly. Relax. Think clearly. What did you do?
Think.
What did you do?
Tell us.
What did you do?
Tell us.
Was it your friend? Where are you from?
City.
What?
What city? What hospital were you born in?
I gotta tell you, man. I've had my eye on you since the start. Since we rolled up, baby, I've had my eye on you. And I thought,
talking about it.
Oh, I'm gonna have such a good time with that little soldier. He's gonna give me the juice I need to make it to the end of the month. That's what I was thinking. Even before we rolled up, I had dreams about you. I remember you, man. I remember you from my dreams. I remember what I did to you. Do you remember? You remember what I did to you? Hello?
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 Oh. Hello?
Is that somebody?
Hello? Hello?
Is that me?
Hello?
Is that me?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Okay.
So it is me.
It's me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, this is a bit freaky. What's going on here?
You're in a coma, Ricky.
Ugh. Really? Damn it! It's because of that how do you not put me under for that kind of surgery? Okay? That's crazy. That's malpractice. Am I right?
No, Ricky. It's not because of the doctor.
Come on. You're me. You gotta agree with me.
You're here because of your pride.
Oh, right, yeah.
Your damned pride.
Right.
Your damned pride.
Right. My pride, yeah. You know, I actually already know this about myself, the whole pride thing. So, if that's like the secret way to get out of this coma, it's a big self-realization about my pride, we can just skip right to the end because I already realized that.
I already realized that. Ricky. There's no secret way to get out of this coma. You're stuck here.
For how long?
I have no idea.
Wow.
That's discomforting.
Okay, let me take stock for a sec. Can I watch that TV? Is that TV work?
You can only remember TV.
Okay, I can try that. Jerry! George!
This is not what I remember. George.
That's not what George sounds like.
But it fits the summer of George.
Man, that was annoying. This coma is gonna suck. Oh, damn, my guy is gone. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Guess it's just me now. Just a little Ricky Pepper. Hey, I got an idea. I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that before?
Yeah. Because if I kill myself in my coma, I'll either die, which is fine, or I'll come back to life, which is also fine. God damn, I can't believe it took me a whole 2 minutes to think of this.
Okay, all right. Ready to go. Any last words, I guess? Let me think.
You know, I wish I never carried a knife. I feel like I was asking for trouble. If I had a gun! Damn it! If only I had a gun!
Man, that would have been great. I could have killed myself with the gun, too. It should be easier than this. Whoa!
MPB на радио Анонимус. Thank you.
собирали полевые цветы, где ветер обнимал твои плечи, где небо дарило нам свет. Ты помнишь запах свежих дождей и страшные звуки грозы, те дни, которых нет, и как будто не было вовсе. Так странно, ничего уже нет, как будто это был сон. Так страшно вернуться туда и прикоснуться к ранам земли. Все полевые цветы сожжены, все деревья вырваны с корнем, земля пропитана смертью, и дождь давно не идет. Послушай эти стоны земли и вспомни, как мы не ценили голоса утренних птиц и сладкий запах грозы. Это были мы, те, кто сжег полевые цветы.